Out in the West Texas town of El Paso.
Matt's been direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is a great little anecdote, simply an anecdote, in the book, The Chief's Chief, that was written by Mark Meadows, Kiss and Tell, Ratting on Trump. Then when it came out, Meadows initially said that he would cooperate with the January 6th Insurrection Committee. He goes, I've changed my mind. Why did he change his mind? Because he had death threats and he was threatened by Trump. That's why he changed his mind. But in it, Meadows had this phrase. He described going into Trump's bedroom with some emergency when Trump had COVID. And he said his hair was a mess and he had red streaks in his eyes from COVID. His hair was a mess and he had red streaks in his eyes from COVID. His hair is always in a mess. His hair is cotton candy. It's not really hair. And the fact is, if you want to see bad hair, take a look at Boris Johnson. Why doesn't the guy get a haircut? He's the prime minister, for Pete's sake, of Great Britain. Can't afford a haircut. Trump, just get the cotton candy off your head and go natural somehow. Well, Trump is now angry at Meadows. Not angry for having ratted on him, because now, and having kissed and tell, but Meadows has since tucked it in and he won't cooperate. But Trump goes, the guy is talking about what I look like in the bedroom. I mean, what is this? This is a bunch of fashion models in front of a mirror. They go, well, walked into my bedroom. My hair wasn't combed. Did he have clothes on? Who else was in the bedroom? What bedroom was it? Okay. Look, this guy, these are some strange rangers. So all I want to say, these are some strange rangers. But in The Chief's Chief, that phrase, that description comes, Meadows goes about Trump, quote, his hair was a mess and he had red streaks in his eyes from COVID. That's a nasty sight. God, that's a nasty thing to think about Trump in there. Very nasty. Trump's go, the guy is talking about what I look like in the bedroom. This is what? Public policy? This is what? This guy is a very seriously disturbed individual. Going to the lines, Terry of the North Woods, my friend. Thanks for calling, Terry of the North Woods. What's in your mind today?
Well, I'm just going to reinforce what you're saying about, I'm going to call the public out there, Joe Sixpack. You have got, like you said, you have to explain it. I remember hearing something about Barack Obama, something about policy. One of his advisors said, well, Barack, you're going to have to, he didn't use the word brag, but you're going to have to tell the people. Well, Barack said, well, no, they know. No, he said back to Barack, they don't know. You have to spell it out. In other words, you have to brag. Because like you said, Matt, people don't know. They have to be explained, you know, see spot run. Let's just put it that way. First grade talk. You have to dumb it down to get to reach them. It's that simple, you know. So I'm totally on board with John Kerry got swift voted. I guess the advice that time, I think you said, was just let it go. Nobody will believe the other side, you know, and they did believe. They believe the deserter instead of the guy with the medals.
Right. I mean,
that's a very, very
profound point. I'm going to tell you, look, I was John Kerry's co-chairman of his campaign, along with John Richards, in his primary here in Wisconsin. And he was real low in the polls. He finally won the nomination and he would have been a great president. Fellow Navy veteran of mine, I was very glad to see it. When he was in Vietnam, he skippered a swift boat. And it's like the PT boats, you know, like JFK had. They were really small little gunships and they could go in and out. In the Second World War, the reason that JFK was on one was because when there were Japanese destroyers, these guys would go right up and try to sink them with their torpedoes. And they're very maneuverable. They're very vulnerable. And in Vietnam, there were rivers. Any of you guys out there who were veterans of Vietnam, you had to go up the rivers. The rivers were very, very narrow. And the Viet Cong would sit on either side shooting. And the sad thing is, a little side note, that's why Agent Orange was used to defoliate the sides of the river so you could see the Viet Cong and they couldn't hide. But the problem is, it was a toxic chemical. It got in the water. Guys over there would go swimming in it, drinking in it, bathing in it. and it was terrible. It caused cancer. In any event, John Kerry was a skipper of a Swift boat, and he was wounded, and he got the Silver Star. He was in Vietnam. George W. Bush was not in Vietnam. To get out of the draft, he joined the Air National Guard in Texas, but he wouldn't go to meetings. Now, look, let me tell you something. Nowadays, if something like that happened, you go, okay, the guy doesn't go to a meeting, we'll throw him out. When there's a war going on and you don't show up at your duty station, that is desertion. But he was the son of a very famous guy, George H.W. Bush, who at the time had been a congressman in the early 60s and a congressman from Texas and a very, very big guy down in Texas. And then he didn't show up for his physical. Now, if you're in the Air National Guard, you cannot get on an airplane with passing your physical. You just can't do it. So by doing that, he kept himself out of airplanes. And this clown is insulting John Kerry, who got the Silver Star, which is just below the Medal of Honor and the Navy Medal. And his campaign manager at the time, Kerry's, I remember, she goes, well, this is such an egregious thing that why don't we just sit back and enjoy everybody attacking George W. Bush about it. Well, no, they didn't attack George W. Bush about it because Kerry didn't have somebody put out and saying this other guy's a deserter. And this other guy, what did he do? He wouldn't show up for meetings or for his physical to keep himself out of airplanes here in the States. I'm not talking about Vietnam. I'm talking about here in the States. My guy won the Silver Star. Here's what he did. And then you bring in some of the other guys, just like JFK did in 1960, brought in veterans from his Swift boat. And they said, we were there when it got sunk and we swam miles. Thank God JFK was a good swimmer. And one guy was burned and wounded, and JFK took the rope from his life jacket and his teeth for miles he swam. And JFK knew enough to publicize that. Well, where's Kerry? Well, the same thing's happening now. Why don't we act like we won the election? Why don't we act like these other guys are talking criminal stuff. We won the election, but they keep perpetuating all these big lies. And our people, where are our statewide people, governor, senator, attorney general, our congressman, where are they talking the way I'm talking right now? Where are they? Somebody's got to talk about it. Well, Terry's right. And it's not just in the North Woods, Terry. It's the cities. It's everywhere. The average guy has a lot on his plate. The average guy has to go to work. The average guy has a family. The average woman is taking care of kids. Sometimes she's a single mom. She doesn't have time to read a lot of papers. She might watch a little TV, might not get the news. All she hears is lies. All she hears is that John Kerry didn't win the Silver Star and George W. Bush is a war hero. And they swallow it hook, line, and sinker. We have got to start acting like we won the last election because we did. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Two loving arms that I'll die for. One little kiss and the leave.